Well, that had to hurt. Good thing I picked up that medical box.
Whoever's down there, you can rot.
Oh, that's great police work. Good job. Don't, you know, apprehend the suspect or anything like that. Just let him sit down here in the storage area. Sure.
Nothing of interest.
Alright. You gonna say anything about this book? No? I just picked up a book. Oh, Diary of Brian Burnham. Well, I agree with the locals on one thing. I shouldn't be stuck in this miserable excuse for a town. I can see why nobody comes here, that's for sure. Another slow day at the store. At first I thought people were staying away because First National isn't local. But I haven't seen anyone go into any of the other stores either. Come to that, I haven't seen the other stores open for business. This place is deader than dead. Still, it won't be long before I'm out of here. Before we're both out of here. She's the one good thing about Innsmouth. We'll bust open Old Man Wade's safe, take a car, and then it's New York City. Bright lights, nightlife, everything. I'll show her all of it. Except
it looks
Brian
like a diary. Good. It's gotta have some clues.
Okay. It didn't really have any clues, except that... No, it didn't really have anything.
I can feel the air through holes in the brickwork here. I can feel the air holes in the brickwork here.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, well, I don't think there's a way for me to go back up. I think that's kind of out of the question.
Assorted foodstuffs. Nothing useful.
I can push this. Wow, okay. Didn't really expect that to happen. Oh, shit.
The cellar's filled with human remains.
Uh-oh. Lose one sanity point.
These people must have died a long time ago.
Oh, we're in that dark room.
Various chemicals and apparatus for developing photographs. Nothing of interest. Old photos of Innsmouth. Most of them have faded beyond recognition. Old photos of Innsmouth.
Okay.
Most of them have faded beyond recognition.
Watch out for ammo pickups. Ammo will always carry across to the next chapter, but the quantity you can carry for each weapon is capped. The interface shows the total rounds you're carrying, including those in the gun. I don't have a gun, so... But I have ammo. 45 ACP. Unless I'm carrying a gun and I don't know about it.
Nope, nothing of interest. The old printing press appears to have been sabotaged.
That's unfortunate. Alright. Oh, that's definitely lose one sanity right there.
Nothing of interest here.
I know he's referring to this thing, but it's kind of funny, because this is over here.
Ah, from the stench in here, this noose broad must have kicked it a few months back. The poor woman must have taken her own life.
Brilliant detective work, Jack! You'll make captain in no time. Oh my god. Some doors you encounter will be bolted on one side. Action the bolt to unlock or lock the door. Door bolts can come in useful. When escaping from enemies. Yeah, but I'm not escaping from anybody. Oh, look at that. That door was bolted. Alright.
It won't budge.
What?
It won't budge.
Okay. So do I, am I just heading out? I guess. I got his diary.
Hello, Jack.
Oh.
Do I know you?
Lucas Mackey. Sorry to startle you. Innsmouth doesn't get a lot of visitors. New names spread fast. What are you doing in town, Jack? Hear about the missing Burnham boy?
Not bad. I'm a private detective. My client's a friend of the Burnhams.
Seen the latest press from Arkham? Your boy's been quite busy.
Hmm. What about you, Mackie? You're obviously not a local. What's your business in town?
True enough, Jack. Nothing too exciting, I'm sorry to say. I'm a government factory inspector. They posted me in this rotten hole to check over the old Marsh refinery. Speaking of which, I've got an appointment with the manager, Jacob Marsh.
Okay. Maybe I'll catch you later. That's the first friendly face I've seen in this damn town. But I've been in this business long enough to know he's hiding something.
And, you know, why he was just kind of sitting out here around the side of the car waiting for me, that was... it's kind of creepy. So yeah, the Marshes. The Marsh family.
It won't budge.
I don't want to reveal too much yet. I'll let the game kind of do some storytelling, but they're not really up to all good stuff. That's all I'll say.
You better keep your trap shut.
I won't tell him anything.
Okay. What's going on, guys?
Do you know the Burnham lad? He worked in the First National.
Ken Riley says I know him.
Was that kind of looking at me? I didn't like that. Hey, watch it.
Do you know the Burnham lad? He worked...
You're in the wrong place asking the wrong questions, outsider.
Alright. So, fine.
I'm looking for a young lad called Brian Burnham. He worked in the First National. I'm a friend of the family.
I ain't heard of no Burnham lad.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Gilman.
What are you wanting now?
Strange thing about that Burnham lad.
Burnham? Kent Riley says I know what you're talking about.
That's odd. He was all over the Arkham Press. Must have been a bit of a local scandal.
Them's matters for the police, stranger. Innsmouth's not a town for rumoring and talking.
Yeah.
That fellow was just stringing me along with a lot of nothing about nothing.
Alright. Can I read what the newspaper said? Ah, okay. Alright, 7th February 1922, Innsmouth robbery, missing manager accused. In yesterday's edition, we reported on a burglary at the recently opened First National grocery store in Innsmouth. The case took a new turn today as authorities in the town named Brian Burnham, the store's manager, is a suspect in the case. Burnham has not been seen since the robbery and is thought to have left the area. It is a very straightforward case, said Chief Constable Andrew Martin in response to inquiries by the advertiser. This young man simply robbed his employer and fled. I imagine he's out of the country now, if not the state. The Chief Constable dismissed concerns expressed by First National Grocery's regional manager, Mr. Arthur Anderson, that Burnham may have been kidnapped or injured. Yeah, there's none of that going on. That's ridiculous.
How's business?
Can't you see I'm busy? Stop bothering me with your talking.
Sorry.
Aye, I'm plenty sure you are.
Okay. Well, shit. So nobody in town likes me. And I have no leads.
What time are you leaving?
Next ride ain't till late, stranger. If you have a mind to leave.
Huh. Like... Huh. I'm really not certain of where to go at this point.
It won't open.
Oh, this is the Esoteric Order of Dagon. Okay. Alright.
Excuse me, Constable. Jack Walters.
Ropes. Elliot Ropes. What do you want?
Could you help out a stranger to this fine port?
Are you being funny?
No, not at all. I'm looking for a Brian Burnham. He works locally, in the First National Grocery Store.
Innsmouth don't take too kindly to them from out of town. Get lost, stranger.
God, what an asshole.
It's locked. He isn't gonna spill with anything useful.
No, he isn't.
It won't budge.
I imagine none of these doors are gonna budge. Innsmouth to her sons who died for liberty. Okay.
It won't open.
No, it won't. Going. I'm kind of a bad feeling about this.
A bold brave crew in an ocean blue, and a ship that loves the blood, with a good wine piping, with a good wind piping merrily in the Solent's gallant mast. Ah, my boys, these are the joys of the noble and the brave. Who love a life in the tempest strife, in the home of the mountain wave. When the driving rain of the hurricane puts the lights of the lighthouse out, and the growling thunder sounds its gong, and the whirlwinds bow.
Huh? Who's that there? Who can you spare a few pennies, young mister? I can give you something for your generosity.
Who are you?
Zadok, that be my name, though too few years it now. Zadok Allen!
Do you know a Brian Burnham?
Just a young'un. Worked over the store. He's gone. Killed, I reckon.
Killed? What makes you think that?
Them's from out of town running a store. Taking business from the Order of Dagon. They'd not accept that.
What else can you tell me about this port?
You just bring old Zadok a bottle of something nice, and old Zadok will fill your ears.
Oh, okay. I think I got just the thing for you.